This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News, and this afternoon I am speaking with Matthew Simons and his mom, Samantha Simons. And Matthew has just gotten a really, really cool thing. Matthew, do you want to tell us a little about it?
So around this time of year, Central Methodist University does this thing called Central's Got Talent, and anybody who's in the arts in Missouri can go and audition for them, and usually they have, like, instrumentalists who want to try out for their band program, you have vocalists who want to try out for the choir, and then you have a lot of church members who like to play the guitar, you know, bass and drums and piano, and they'll try out for the worship band there, and out of all the finalists who come up for the musicians who will come up for at Central, they pick a certain number of them to audition for a full ride scholarship. And they only select two out of the six finalists to get their scholarship.
And you are one of the finalists. And from what I understand, this full ride scholarship's worth well over $100,000.
Oh, yes, sir. It's way worth over $100,000. I think I'm at 1,048K at the moment.
Wow, that is amazing. One thing I have to say is up front, congratulations. That is really, really cool. And Central Methodist University is in Fayette, Missouri.
Yes, sir. That would be correct.
All right. So, what all does this full ride scholarship cover?
It just covers strictly just the tuition part of the college. I still have to come up with the room and board and of course the books myself.
All right. So while you're up there at Central Methodist University, what kind of degree do you plan on pursuing?
I plan on pursuing music education. I plan on being a music teacher after high school and hopefully being a band director in Missouri, hopefully at West Plains.
All right. Well, speaking of West Plains, you're currently going to West Plains at the high school, correct?
Yes, sir.
So who are your band teachers?
My band teachers are Mr. Long. He's our head band director there. And you have Mr. Curtis Stalker. He's our percussionist teacher. And you have Mrs. Alford, and she's mainly our woodwind teacher.
And I've heard that you also have a tutor on the side that helps you. Who's that?
Oh, that's Mr. Jim Williamson. He's a former West Plains band director, and I take private clarinet lessons, and I also take private saxophone lessons.
All right. So you play more than just one instrument. When it came to the competition, the Central's Got Talent, which instrument were you playing?
I was playing my main instrument, the clarinet.
So, if you didn't win this competition, what college plans would you have had instead?
You know, I'm going to say it was a hard choice for me because I was looking at SBU at the time in Bolivar, Missouri. And I'm going to be honest, and I was looking at Central too. And if you had to ask me, they're both like A-plus colleges in my book. And they had a lot of pros and they had a lot of cons, but mostly pros at this point.
Well, again, thank you for coming in, talking with us. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Oh, yes. Go Zizzers.
So, Samantha, Matthew has won this really, really good scholarship. This is, you know, probably the biggest scholarship I've heard anyone coming out of West Plains winning in a little while. How do you feel about all of this?
I mean, we were amazed. I mean, it's going to help us out financially a lot. But he's worked really, really hard. I mean, he's put so many hours and years into both instruments. And thanks to Mr. Williamson, he wouldn't have made it this far. I mean, you know, he's given him the know-how to do it. But Matthew's just taken it and he's been amazed with it. I mean, whatever he plays very well.
So, how many people do you have in your household when it comes to, not only just musicians, but, you know, how big is the family?
I just have two boys and my husband and I.
So, your other son, does he also play?
He also plays in band. He plays the clarinet.
So that's a lot of woodwinds in one house. Is that been a problem?
At the beginning, you know, because they don't play so great when they're started. But, you know, you got to just show them positive and tell them that they're sounding great. And, you know, of course, it's not the greatest, but then eventually, due to get better, we put them in the basement when they're playing.
CMU is roughly half a state away, up in Fayette, Missouri. How do you feel about him going so far away to college?
I'm sad. I love my kids a lot, but I want them to spread their wings and just do the best that they can do. I'm going to miss them, but it's just a drive away, and I know they're going to do wonderful things. My husband and I have raised great kids, and we try to point them in the right direction and hope to God they just grab a hold.
Well, Matthew, it sounds like you've got a great mom and you've got a really good, very supportive family. So again, congratulations on your scholarship. It's just really amazing to see what great kids that we are having here in South Central Missouri.
Oh, yes. I mean, I have a really supportive family, and I'm going to be thankful even more.
Samantha, is there anything else you would like to add?
Nothing. Just the kids today just got to grab hold of what they can, because it's, you know, it's a hard world out there, and they have to do something. College is not for everybody, and there's so much out there that they can make a good living on.
All right. Well, thank you, Samantha. Matthew, it's been great to meet you. Great to get a chance to speak with you. This is Nate Hudson reporting for Ozark Radio News.